100 Word Stories. Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon and the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And it's a strange day in America. Not that we have many unstrange days, even though things are actually pretty normal for a lot of people. I live in a bubble. I'm life along Highway 20. I can walk to the grocery store even though it's probably too hot out by now. The 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And we got some stories on the topic of screen, I think it was. I'm not going to look it up. I'm so lazy. This will hopefully be the last recording I make with this stupid headset. It's like a Logitech 370 or something. I had bought like a pack of the ones that I really liked. I think they were the 530s, the H530s or whatever they were, with the squarish microphone, were absolute garbage. And every wireless microphone you could ever get from Logitech, don't record a podcast on it. Don't use something plugged in. And instead of a Yeti, I'm ordering something else. I could have picked up a Yeti from Best Buy on the island, but I wanted to look up the reviews, and I found one that was less expensive, more durable, because it's travel. So you'd think a travel microphone will be more durable. Who am I kidding? Anything expensive I break. I mean, I'm surprised my car has lasted over 5 years. I scraped it against a post at C-Panel. And didn't bother getting it body shopped for a few months. It was just a scrape. Guy at the car wash, well, we can buff that out. Yeah, right. It's down below the primer, you fucking tard. Anyway, I'm not there anymore, and I'm not in Houston anymore. I'm out here along Highway 20, and other than gaining almost 40 pounds, and all my numbers sucking, my teeth are actually starting to feel better. My sinuses, I don't know what was the cause of all the crap, but I don't know what meds will help with it, but nearly everything is stable. And I know not to have anything with citric acid too much, or phosphoric acid, which means, you know, if you have a soda, wash your teeth real fast after, which defeats the purpose of drinking a soda for taste. Avoid caffeine, drink, you know, if I have iced tea, water it down, and very little lemon juice. And I've been testing different sweeteners, and stevia doesn't really appeal to me, but it's not bad. I don't know anymore. I really don't. I just know that when I try to live a normal life, all the fast food or whatever crap and stuff, it takes me down. So life's got to change. You know, a salad a day or I go away. I've rambled enough. I've been rambly. I've been rambly, which means maybe I'm coming back. But if you're still listening, I think you want to listen to some stories first.
It's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called Behind the Screen. I'd never been particularly religious. I'd been raised a Christian, but hadn't been to church outside of weddings and funerals for an age. When we got together, it felt like a religious service. I'm not sure how often it happened. More often than weekly, but definitely not daily. We sat behind a screen to chat about how we were feeling and any thoughts about the outside world. It felt like a confessional booth. He was always the one that took these sessions. He'd be wearing a kind of a cape. Incense burned, which would mix with the smoke from his cigarette. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and I'm using the onboard microphone of my laptop computer turned up to 98% to try and get my voice recorded. So don't feel bad about a crappy headset. Anyway, Monday is Prime Day. So this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 951 with a prompt of screen. And last week it was good to hear Tura's voice again. So here I go. "Did your dad hurt his head in the car crash?" Bilbert asked. Linoleum Amanda closed the screen door and stepped over to a bench on the broad veranda and sat. "He did, and they wanted to keep him in the hospital for observation, but he refused to stay. Now he gets angrier every day and shouts at my mother and me a lot." Bilbert sat by her. "You could get a counselor or school nurse to come talk to him." Linoleum Amanda sat up straight. "No, he would be so angry if he found out I even told you about him." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and I have a story for you. It's called Part of the Team. I frequently work from home. It's no big deal. I don't need to be in an office, and I can get far more done and far more efficiently than if I had to waste time and effort to get there. Some people struggle with the concept, though. I can tell by the looks they give me during meetings on Teams. Even when I use a background, it's clear that they know, and they resent it. So I took a picture of the office wall, and I use that as my background now. Looks great, but it still doesn't fool anyone. That's it. I'm done. Until next time, goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
We screen all applicants before we allow them to join the coven. People seem to think that being a witch is now trendy, and it's all gone very new age and woke. We can't have that. So, if you're a vegan, hippie, environmentalist, wear flowers in your hair, and are into that hand fasting thing, you can forget it. We only want people with hairy warts, missing teeth, cackling voices, and a fondness for pointy hats. Cats and broomsticks are optional, but preferred. We just think it's important to maintain standards. It's a vocation and calling, after all, not a hobby.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. She had just left everything behind. Her home, her family, her friends, her job, her money. She needed money desperately, As she walked through the cobbled streets of the old town, people stared at her, a sense of strangeness brewing their uncertainty. A multitude of colorful flower pots decorated their open windows and their doorsteps. And here she was. Black clothes, black eyeshadow, black nail polish. She carried a bag full of books, and nothing but doubts on her mind. She smiled. Perhaps this place could become a home. Someone smiled back. Yes, this place could definitely become a home. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my stories this evening are called In the Oddest Place and Far, Far Away. Sue Ellen had finished the laundry, started dinner for Earl and the kids. The day had grown quite hot, so the front door was pulled inwards, letting the screen door filter in the hint of a breeze. She sat for some time, just looking at the front yard through the screen. At one point, the mesh of the metal and the color of the trees gave off a noticeable shift in the 4000 AG. The shift got Sue Ellen to thinking. She got out a notebook and scribbled out a few equations. A year later, she won the Nobel in physics. Story 2. Bill was tired of the rat race. Sure, he had a Lotus in the driveway of the house overlooking LA, but what joy did all that stuff bring him? So Bill called Remote Adventures. Frank, the booker for RA, asked Bill if he was totally committed to the extreme package. "I'm in," replied Bill. An hour later, the front door exploded, and six guys in black dropped a hood over Bill's head. The next 20 hours, all he heard was the rumble of the engine of the plane. When the plane touched down, the hood was removed. This was Jungle Land. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
We screen job candidates through an online service that runs background checks and drug testing. And we had a perfect success rate with the people hired and their performance, until last month. Sure, the people who the service suggested are good hires, or good, but they weren't the best available. So we did a few checks and found that they had lied on their resumes. All of them were working for the online service and looking to get out. Instead of rescinding the offers and terminating them, we're keeping them on. Who knows when such skills will come in useful.
And there you have it. All the 100-word stories that you want and need on the topic of screen. Is it July 14th, 15th? I've no idea what day it is anymore. I've got clocks all around, but in my eyesight has changed. So, yeah, I can't see the crappy little date in the corner. So, whatever. There's a calendar up on the wall, and I can't see it from here. I could say, Alexa, what day is it? Okay, Alexa says it's Sunday, July 14th. See, Alexa's useful. And I'm getting an Echo Show 8 today. I know, this guy said Echo Shows suck, and they show ads all the time and that. When I get the Home Assistant thing, yeah, I'll probably use that tablet, but I wanted something to check the camera at the door, even though I just poked my head at the window. Who knows? I'm just stupid. Anyway, the next topic is red wine, so go ahead and get your stories ready, and those of you who don't like the microphone, the cheap-ass headset Logitech, I think it's a 370 or something, I had a decent Logitech way back. It was like a 530 or a 540, and then they changed everything up and made everything worse. But, I've got a new one coming in, and it's got good reviews, which means it probably sucks. It's a travel mic, and I've seen some people online that use it. I actually looked at stuff that other podcasters do. No, I don't go to any of the conventions. I went to one that was at some outdoor place. It was hot as shit, and it was like, fuck this. You know, Houston, when it's over 90, no way. So I'm not in Houston anymore. I'm not a part of that pod thing or whatever. It just, noise. When people do those convention things, they're just looking for, you know, easy money, pretending to be an expert when all they do is connect people with other people, and they're just type A personalities, and that's how they make money off of it. And if they want to, good. It keeps them from robbing banks or stealing things or whatever. You know, if they're doing something constructive, and if it makes people feel good, and if it actually educates people, truly educates people, and isn't just like people saying it just to say it, then it's good. And if you don't get anything out of it, or if you're a recalcitrant curmudgeon like me, antisocial, no. Whatever. Do whatever. Good luck. Thank you. And I'm glad that you're doing something good for others. Okay, that's it for this week. I've rambled enough. Who knows who I've driven off? I don't care. Goodbye. No, only one person has said something about the microphone. One person has said something about the rambles. And, you know, the rest of you, just who few you are, you know, just clicking along, whatever. Too lazy to type, too lazy to click a single like button. Okay, good. Thanks, and at least there are people that send in stories or listen, and there are even people that, like, every few weeks, maybe even a few months, or even a few years. That's cool. And I saw something from Houston Keys recently mentioning this. Out of the blue, Houston, cool guy. He did some cool stories, and long ago, and if he wants to do it again, cool. If he doesn't, cool. If he's doing other stories or stuff, that's neat. I've always said that. I'm always reminded of Ellison, Steve Krodman, who passed away a few years ago. He wasn't feeling well, and I found out after what had happened, and it was like, I don't think I was ever, okay, me being vindictive and horrible, okay, at some point it flashed like a reflex, but then I was like, okay, people do what they do, cool, and whatever. And you can tell that the medication, at least the get along, whatever patina is worn off, and I'm back to growling a little bit here. But really, it is what it is. And if people are going to do what they do, let them do it. And that's cool. going off to do other stories elsewhere. Tried for a while. Only a fool would do this for coming up on, what, 20 years? 20 years. Wow. Anyway, enough of me. Get on with your lives. Enjoy. And, yeah. Tone down the vitriol a bit.
Well, it's going to be the end of democracy. Dictators and Sleepy Joe. And,
my God. And all those of you who are saying Intifada everywhere and by any means necessary, this is what you're referring to. So, well done, people. You've brought the world down to your disgusting level. And you probably are happy. Oh, you're probably joining the thoughts and prayers sarcastically and all that, but welcome to the world you made. Ugh.